So, good afternoon. We're going to shake up the meta practice a little bit this afternoon. No songs, I promise. So just notice yourself sitting right now. We're going to slowly transition into a standing posture. We didn't really mention in instructions the importance of transition, going from sitting to standing. So just being fully aware of what it's like to be sitting right now, how your body is contacting the floor or your seat of your chair, noticing where your feet are. And with as much mindfulness as you can, just transition from sitting to standing, being aware of all the little movements involved in getting upright on your feet. So you can begin to do that. And just allowing your feet to be about hip width apart. Feet flat on the floor, spreading your toes, allowing them to grab onto the floor, connecting. Bending your knees slightly, and you're going to try to bring the weight of your body towards the back of your heels. You might feel a little imbalanced. It's always because we tend to be moving forward all the time, so we're always on the balls of our feet, but to sort of hang back a little bit and allow the weight of your body to go down your legs and to the backs, to the bottom of your heels. Tuck your tailbone in, up and in slightly. Just feeling that sense of groundedness from your waist down. And involving the upper body, just allowing your shoulders to fall away from your ears. Allowing the weight of that to come down your arms and then down into your hands. And then tuck your chin down slightly towards your chest to elongate your cervical spine and allow the crown of your head to reach for the sky. So this is the formal standing posture, which is often helpful if you're experiencing a lot of pain during your sits or if you're feeling tired or sleepy. So just hanging out here for a moment and just being aware of if you're feeling connected to the earth at all. We're going to begin our metta practice by actually being in our bodies. We're going to see if we can embody metta today together. So as we're standing in this posture, getting connected to the earth, I'd like to offer you this. Can you feel your connection to the ground? Before human connection, feel your earth connection. You belong. You are native to this planet. No matter what happens between you and other humans, this ground connection is your incontestable birthright. It's not just an idea. Feel it in your body and invite others to share it with you. With your body, on a me-first basis, sound the note of belonging to the earth before all human connection and invite others to establish their connection with the earth before their relationship with you. This is what is called establishing common ground. all human relationship is secondary to our meeting on common ground. And all human relationship is much healthier that way. That's from Thea Elijah. So feeling the strong connection to the earth, feeling your belonging. This worthiness, deserving to exist. Feeling the pull of gravity affirming your belonging to this planet. And now, being aware of the crown of your head, see if you can connect to the sky, the heavens, the universe, and allow the vastness of that to enter in through the crown of your head. Feeling both held by earth and sky. The vastness of the sky, the universe, to hold anything that might be feeling constricted or tight or stuck in your own body. Feeling that connection, that the container can be so much bigger than yourself, yet grounded and connected to the earth. Now I invite you to imagine and connect with your ancestors, whether they be blood or cultural or both. Seeing if you can even just imagine, if you've never even thought about it before, that they will always have your back, and imagine them behind you, supporting you, cheering you on. It's generations and generations and generations of beings who have brought you to this place. Let's take a moment to gladden our bodhicitta, as Sebane introduced yesterday, our awakening heart-mind. And you can do that by thinking of someone or something you're grateful for, or a generous act that you did recently, or just imagining your own Buddha nature, your own innate goodness. Seeing if you can connect to any one of those three. And now we're going to do something called a chi smear. So we're going to take this bodhicitta that we've cultivated and actually manifest it in our face, whether it be through a gentle smile or a softer, more relaxed expression. And then just gently place your hands over your face, and you're just going to take that smile and that expression and just smear it all the way down your chest, down over your belly, down your legs, all the way down to your feet. And just clearing your life force energy and imbuing it with your body, heart, mind. So again, we're at this standing posture, feeling this connection through our heels with the earth, feeling this connection to the sky, the heavens, the universe through our crown, feeling our ancestors at our back. Just remembering you are not alone. You are deeply connected. Now just imagine that inside of you, around your chest area, is a big donut hole. And in that donut hole is flowing this light, this infinite light. In Chinese medicine, it's often referred to as your true heart. It's always open and filled with light and constantly flowing. So just getting in touch with that light and allowing it to fill you and flow through you and to those around you in front, back, sides. Allowing this light to permeate this space. It's the light of your own Buddha nature, your own innate goodness. Now slowly and mindfully make your way back to your seat. Whether it be on the floor or in your chair. You're in your chair, allowing your feet to be flat on the floor, still feeling that connection to the earth. And allow yourself to lean back in the chair. Allow yourself to feel fully supported, maybe even held by that chair. And if you're sitting on the floor, allow whatever areas of your body that are in contact with the floor. Imagine that being in contact with the earth. And again, finding the crown of your head and allowing the vast sky, heavens, universe to fill your crown in this sitting posture. Still remembering and imagining your ancestors behind you, supporting you, having your back. Now gently create a soft fist with your dominant hand and place it over your heart. This soft fist represents your personal heart, the heart that loves, the heart that experiences loss and grief, the heart that holds pain with compassion and kindness. And just see if you can be aware with how open or closed your heart might be feeling in this moment without judgment, if possible. Now with this connection to the earth, the sky, the ancestors, true heart and personal heart, let us bring to mind a being that we love deeply. A being that feels so easy to love, like a beloved family member, a friend, a pet. And allow the light of your true heart to flow freely and generously over your personal heart where you carry this beloved being. Bathing this beloved being with these well wishes. May you be happy and peaceful and free from suffering. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong, awake and free. Again, remembering this beloved being who has loved you and cared for you and been there for you in whatever capacity. May the light of your love pour over them. May you be happy and peaceful and free from suffering. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong, awake and free. Now slowly transitioning from this beloved being to another beloved being, whether you believe it or not, yourself. And allow this light from your true heart to bathe your personal heart, wishing yourself well. May I be happy and peaceful and free from suffering. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I be healthy and strong, awake and free. Imagining yourself in your mind's eye, either as an adult or a child, whatever way is easiest to access. Wishing yourself well. May I be happy and peaceful and free from suffering. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I be healthy and strong, awake and free. No one in the entire universe is more worthy of your love than you are. Now slowly transitioning to offering these wishes for well-being to a neutral person, someone who you encounter in your everyday life and do not know very well. It could be the clerk at your grocery store, your mail carrier, a bank teller, the bus driver. These beings that also deserve these well wishes. May you be happy and peaceful and free from suffering. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong, awake and free. It's allowing that flow of light of your own innate goodness to bathe and bless this complete stranger, someone who you may not know, someone who's burdened in some sort of way, and yet we still wish them well. May you be happy and peaceful and free from suffering. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong, awake and free. Now slowly transitioning to offering these well wishes to a being that you find slightly annoying or challenging in your life right now. Not someone that who's caused an extreme hurt or wounding. Just seeing if you can offer this light from your true heart to bathe them in your personal heart. May you be happy and peaceful and free from suffering. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong, awake and free. Seeing if you can just imagine that this being is also carrying some burden in their lives. May not always meet our expectations or needs. May not be aware or conscious. Yet are deserving of these well wishes if we can make room for that in our heart. May you be happy and peaceful and free from suffering. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong, awake and free. And finally, let us offer these wishes for well-being to all beings everywhere, in all directions, without exception. All beings here on this retreat, the Pearlstone staff, the beings, the animals, the insects, all over this land, in this state of Maryland, in this country, United States of America, all over this world, and worlds beyond this world. May all beings be happy and peaceful and free from suffering. May all beings be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May all beings be healthy and strong, awake and free. All beings who have lost their homes through hurricanes or fire, all beings who are being killed because of who they are, all beings fleeing oppressive governments, try to find refuge in other countries. To all beings who suffer from sexism, homophobia, transphobia, ageism, ableism, all beings who've been marginalized and oppressed, all beings who are hungry and poor, all beings who have been abandoned and neglected, all beings who have lost a loved one, all beings who live with chronic pain, terminal disease, all beings of chronic illness, all beings who are consumed by greed, hatred, and delusion, may all beings be happy and peaceful and free from suffering. May all beings be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May all beings be healthy and strong, awake and free. Continuing to feel your connection to the earth, your connection to the sky, heavens, the universe, with your ancestors at your back, allowing the light of your true heart to flow out into this world in dire need of love, kindness, and compassion. Despite all that is happening around us that is out of our control, may we cultivate courage and strength to be with life as it unfolds. May we cultivate the compassion and wisdom to alleviate suffering within ourselves and each other. There's a Tibetan prayer that I say every day after I wake up that speaks to being with life as it's unfolding. And it goes, "Grant that I may be given the appropriate difficulties and sufferings on this journey so that my heart may be truly awakened, in that my practice of liberation and universal compassion may be truly fulfilled." May all that arises in our hearts and minds, all that arises around us in this world, may it serve to wake us up to remember what matters most, and incline our hearts and minds to cultivate true happiness and alleviate suffering for ourselves and each other. So you can rest your hand if it's been on your heart, or you can keep it there if you like, and we'll just spend this next several minutes of our time together in practice, so you can continue loving kindness, or you can go back to insight practice, vipassana, moment-to-moment awareness, whatever you feel you need in this moment.